This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
B for balls.
Oh.
O for oh my God, it's balls. N for nuts, not balls. You, for under your stomach and dingling sits your balls.
S. Right under your stomach, right under there.
S, for your stomach, which under that sits your immediately under your stomach. Oh, you guys aren't made like that?
Nah, man.
Oh, no. You had a Mr. Potato Head related surgery accident.
Yeah.
I'm worried about you.
We got
and
a bonus
under the
episode.
Stomach. Fudge is made.
Under the stomach, fudge is made in between your balls where there's a rash because you're wearing your Dalvins.
Your Dalvins.
Speaking of Dalvin, his brother's playing right now, and I do have his brother on my fantasy team.
All right.
Me too.
James Cook.
And now I got to lean on him. I just made a big trade today.
Ooh, tell us about it.
Sex of a league. I traded Dak Prescott and DeAndre Swift for Patrick Mahomes and Cam Akers. Now, here's the thinking. So my running backs were Swift, Bijan, Kenneth Walker, and James Cook. So
you're selling high on Swift to try and get a top-notch QB.
Yeah, my quarterbacks were Dak Prescott and Jordan Love.
Because Akers isn't really anything, really.
Now, here's the thing. Here's where I think I maybe got a little bit of a win here.
Spicy.
Is watching the game Monday night, I thought Akers looked way better than Madison. And he definitely had more yards, and he was catching balls in the air. So, I think I might have gotten a little bit of a steal there.
Mahomes stays healthy and Akers gets that job. That's a huge deal.
I made a trade, too, that we should probably talk about on the main episode next week. But I did make
Give him a little tease. Give him a little tease, Carl.
So I'll just tell it. We can talk both. I'll tell you like this. Sean came hard in hand, giving me a story.
Wait, sorry. Sean came hard in hand.
Showed Sean, up at your door.
Sean Clements came hard in his hand. No, he needed a quarterback. I need some help myself. Because my team is flailing, but I don't know what help I need. We talked about this last episode. I don't know exactly what help I need, but I know got to do something. So I made a little bit of a move. I gave up Trevor Lawrence because I already got CJ Stroud, who's been playing really well. And I gave up Trevor Lawrence. And
you were souring on Trevor.
Yeah, I was souring on him, even though he's had some good games. But you got to make a big move sometime. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not going to make or break my team unless he scores 40 every week. Unless Trevor Lawrence becomes the greatest quarterback of all time. I would
rather have Trevor going forward, but if you told me CJ had more points the rest of the year than Trevor, I wouldn't be shocked. There's like a 35% chance that happens, you know?
Yeah, and here's what I got in the trade. Here's what I got.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
I got Michael Pittman Jr., who's been consistent this year, and I got Geno Smith for a little bit of quarterback insurance. And all I gave up was Trevor Lawrence and Juju Smith-Schuster, who hasn't been doing great this year, but Trevor Lawrence is pretty damn good. So I think it was a pretty even trade. I think it was a well thought out trade between me and Sean, who had a handful of cum.
I think you swindled him, honestly.
Huh?
I think you swindled that cum handed man.
No, I don't know. I don't know because Trevor Lawrence could go off. Like Trevor Lawrence
He could.
But I think the upgrade over Juju is borderline cut him. Like, I don't know if he even belongs on a roster right now.
Sean,
this is somebody
him.
Who's got a real affinity for Juju. He hasn't been it. He hasn't been it this year.
He had like one. Is Mac Jones that bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I think crazy. The offense is real bad.
Yep.
I think the offense is pretty terrible.
Whereas Pittman, I mean, obviously the Anthony Richardson injury fucking sucks and is a bummer.
I
but
bet
in terms
you'll
of
get,
short-term Pittman fantasy value, Minshew's probably more of a downfield chucker.
Yeah. I think so, too. I think from on a week-to-week basis, you'll get more consistent output from Pittman. Yeah. Richardson was going to have those days where, you know, he wasn't going to get the ball out as well. But, I mean, Minshew put up 33 last week.
That's crazy.
Against the Browns defense.
Against the Browns.
Against the Browns defense.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But, well, should we talk some costumes, guys?
Yeah, let's talk some costumes.
Yeah, it's Halloween time.
It's Halloween time.
This is Halloween.
This is Halloween. Goblins, goobles, monsters, goobles.
Goobles.
Goobles. We decided to take this bonus episode that we're giving you to make it a bonus episode Halloween style and talk a little bit about every team's mascot, which I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I know every team's mascot.
I probably
don't. 100% don't, yeah.
Pro mascots trip me out because sometimes you don't even know your team has a mascot. I didn't know the Saints had a mascot until like 3 years ago.
I have no idea. I was trying to think about that. Is the Saints mascot like a saint? Like Saint Peter?
It's a dog named Gumbo. But there's also a big-headed football man.
Yeah.
They got two?
Yeah, they got two.
Greedy.
College.
Greedy Saints, man. I need more mascots.
More teams do not have mascots, too.
Whoa.
The Packers, Giants, Chargers, and Jets, I believe, do not.
The Jets have fire... I was almost going to say Fire Marshal Bill, but Fireman Ed, right?
I'm not sure. I'm reading this article that has 2018 mascots, and it says an NFL team does not need a mascot to succeed. If that were the case, four squads would actually have an official one to begin with. But
I stopped reading as soon as I heard that an NFL team doesn't need a mascot to succeed.
Both Jets and Giants. What is it about East Rutherford? You can't have a mascot.
It's too cold.
It's outlawed. Too cold.
Well, it's a poorly worded anti-drag legislation that makes these people not be able to put costumes on.
Robert made us two slides. So we have one where we can go through each individual one. And then we have a second one. We can rename these tiers if we'd like.
Oh, perfect.
And then we could put them on tiers.
I would love like a little bit of like each mascot's personality, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But that's okay.
So we're going to do a liberal tiers.
Conservative tiers.
Conservative tiers.
Yeah. I got my mug right here. I got my mug right here of conservative tiers.
So this slide has basically each of these kind of blown up so we could like get a better look at it. And then this one, we can just put them on.
Sick. Nicely done, Robert. Oh, my God.
Wow,
this is amazing.
Great job, Robert.
So let's go through the... We can go through the slides and look at those and then add them to the other page, right?
Great, Kevin? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So first up, we got here the Pittsburgh Steelers.
My man.
Steely McBeam. Now,
with Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He carries a steel beam. Mm-hmm. He also has a terrible towel in the same hand.
Got a great jawline.
Go ahead, Kev. Greg.
His body, his shirt pattern and shirt color and face color make him kind of look like a corn cob that's wearing clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
true. Am I the only one seeing that?
Yeah. See it. Real bushy eyebrows. Yeah. Are people in Pittsburgh... A lot of Polish people, right?
There are.
Okay. Are you going
Ryan?
Are you going by his chin?
I was like, okay, yeah, he's definitely got some Polish features to him.
He's very Gaston from Beauty and the Beast coded.
Yeah, he's got a butt chin.
Yeah, he's got a butt chin.
I think there's a lot of mascots with butt chins.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be strong.
You gotta be strong to play football.
You gotta be big.
You gotta have a butt chin.
All I know, butts will save the day.
No, he's a union guy, right?
Yeah, he is.
Well,
a union
he's actually
guy.
Now that I think about it, his father's clearly Irish here because his last name's McBean.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck am I talking about?
So maybe his mother's Polish and his father's Irish.
He'd be Steely Bimowski or something.
Yeah.
Steely is a could be a Polish name. Like it's like the initial spelling is like S-T-J-E-L-I-E.
Is that Polish or Swedish?
Yeah. I don't know.
His Polish mom married an Irishman in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Right. We can ask Steely. Let's go to the other page. We can ask Steely.
Where are we going to put Steely?
We got to change these names, though. We got to change these names. So I'm thinking one of that tier down there could be Polish.
Yeah.
Polish. Hold on. Let's not rank.
That's all right.
Nationality.
But European. But European nationalities.
No.
By European nationalities, so Polish at the bottom.
Polish.
Yeah. Well, hold on.
It's all right, Greg. Everything's fine.
Time out.
All right, you got Polish, then Italian.
No.
All right, Polish.
Kevin, don't have it be Polish.
All right, but German Greg at the top. What the fuck is Baker doing?
Greg doesn't want it to be Polish, so we'll change it to something else.
You guys may have just heard Ryan yell, "What the fuck is Baker doing?" That's because while we record, he's reading the Canterbury Tales.
Yeah.
And I assume you're reading the Baker's Tale right now.
No, I'm yelling at my kitchen staff. I've got, I only call them by their job in the kitchen.
What the fuck is the candlestick maker doing? We need to come up with these tier names though. So,
okay.
Apparently
what we do on Flagrant Ones is we have like tiers of like this year we did like Gen Z tiers where we have like he's him,
okay,
stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, so how about this? The bottom tier is this ain't it, chief. The next tier is mid.
Now mid's got to be in the middle, right? Oh no, mid is bad.
Yeah, mid is okay.
Yeah, no, mid is bad. You're right.
But MIDI with a Y at the end. MIDI.
Yeah.
M-I-D-D-Y.
What's this?
Gritty. G-R-I. Yeah, baseball. There's MIDI. There's Gritty.
Diddy.
There's Diddy. Diddy is this one.
And then the top is German people.
German. But yeah,
hold on.
German.
Okay.
German.
Polish. You definitely can't have German at the
titty.
Top.
Oh, titty is good.
Kevin's made an executive
decision. No, not Teddy, autocorrect.
Yeah, Kevin titty. Made an executive decision and went titty.
Yeah, I like that. I think that Steely McBeam is MIDI, honestly.
Yeah.
He's
pretty off-putting.
I was going to give him Gritty at least.
Because he feels, I'm just going to say it, he feels racist to me.
Yeah,
where were all these mascots on January 6th? That's probably something we should discuss.
He feels like he is upset that his union is now allowing black men to work in the steel mill.
He voted Democrat.
Yeah.
Up until 2016.
Yeah.
He has to vote Democrat for the union, but there's a clear type of Democrat that he likes.
Dixiecrat, if you will.
Yeah, he's a
Dixiecrat.
Even though he's not from the South.
All right, who's next? Why does my...
But he says it. He calls himself a Dixiecrat.
Okay, Victor.
He's a little... He's a little fey.
Hold on. Ryan.
We should change this ain't it, Chief, to Fitty, which is
first
fey.
Of all... He is doing cross-legged sit-ups, which is a part of P90X's Ab Ripper X workout. I know that when I see it.
He looks like he's about to cross his arms and say, "Impress me."
Impress me for, is the sports ball game on today?
Yeah.
He is wearing Jordan 1 purple toes, which is, that brings him up to Diddy for me.
Well, now he's... From his first name, I can assume he is a Skarsgård brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, Victor Skarsgård. It looks like he forgot the pants for the normal costume.
Yeah.
And just put on some pajama pants he had.
Yeah, he stopped at Ross on the way.
Yeah.
Is he on here?
Where
is that motherfucker?
Oh, yeah, there he is. He's hiding. He's hiding. Wow.
He's got the best shoes so far.
Yeah, best shoes for sure.
We couldn't see Steely McBeam's shoes, though, but I'm guessing they were, like, kind of worn-out boots.
Yeah.
Yeah, steel toes. All right, this fucking thing. I hate
Titty.
This. You think this is... well, there's Titty in this
picture.
No,
I'm saying his name is Titty.
Oh, Titty, yeah.
No, that's pretty cool. He wins some points for being named Titty.
All right. The Titty can go in the Titty tier.
Yeah. He sucks normally, but
this is the dolphin. This is the dolphin that was kidnapped in Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
It looks like they really forced a helmet onto his head, like it doesn't fit.
Mm.
But he is on. He is. Yeah. He's gonna get CTE for sure.
Yeah.
It's poor huge dolphin brain. He's okay. Like, put me in captivity.
Edgar Allan Poe reference. It's bad enough that your whole team name is an Edgar Allan Poe reference.
I like that he's wearing a beanie.
Did they start doing that when Lamar Jackson started wearing the beanie and made it popular with the Ravens?
That's a good question. Well, you said this article came from 2018, right?
Oh, okay. So I don't know, man. I don't know about
this. It's kind of cool.
I think this is my...
I'm gonna be honest.
You go ahead.
You're biased.
If it's above Steely McBean, I'm gonna be upset.
Buddy.
I honestly think he's right next to him.
Yeah? That's fine with me. That's fine with me.
All right,
I think he's right next to him. But I think he also straddles This Ain't It, Chief. I don't like that thing.
Yeah.
He looks like like he should be treating the plague.
That's what he looks like to me. That's what he looks like. He looks like the mask. What if we all had to wear those during COVID?
Because you know why
they looked like that, right?
Right.
So they could put essential oils and like flower petals in the nose of it. So that's what you're smelling, like to make it more pleasant.
Oh, really?
To wear that mask, yeah.
Wow. Learn something new every day.
So that's why they made
this motherfucker.
Okay.
This fucking guy. Like a Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah, he looks fun. This is Jacksonville Jaguars Jackson DeVille.
He looks drunk.
French, maybe?
Jackson DeVille.
I'm going to say this.
I think he's sick.
This is your friend's friend who you don't want to invite to your party. But then... when your party's kind of a bust at first and no one's really turning up, you're like, I'm actually glad Jackson DeVille is here because he's kind of getting the people going. Like, I shouldn't have talked shit about him because now he's actually kind of making the party fun because he doesn't really care what people think and he's just himself.
The girls don't like him.
No, you got to keep him away from your female. You do have to kind of keep him away.
At a certain time of the night, you're like, all right, hey, Jackson, buddy, man. we got to get you home, man.
Can you do a beer run?
You want me to hang out for a minute more?
No.
Nah, it's cool, Jackson. I'll hang out for a bit, okay?
Who's your friend with the red hair? That's my wife, Jackson. For what?
You guys close?
pretty close. I'm going to give him...
If I got a girl here, would you swing? If I got a girl here, would you swing?
No.
Fuck.
I'm going to say Diddy.
I'm fucking lonely, man.
You going to give him Diddy?
Yeah, Jackson, he's great.
Yeah, he's fun to have around.
Yeah, I like having Jackson.
Man. He's Diddy until 11:45 p.m.
Then
he becomes That Ain't It, Chief. Okay.
All right, this guy is pretty cool looking. This is Houston Texans Toro. Toro's a cool name. He's named after the luxury rental car company.
I love that here's what I like about him. His body is just the guy's body.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't kind of pump him up. A lot
and
of
the
mascots.
Guy's in shape.
Yeah. He's pretty ripped. How do we think he votes?
Yeah. I mean, the camo pants made me think.
Yeah.
I think this guy is a vet who doesn't like the way that woke culture is headed, but he's also like not with, he doesn't like racism because he's got like, he's like, my sister's married to a black guy, and I got a gay brother.
Yeah, and he, like, knows the real story behind Pat Tillman, and it pisses him off that people use.
But he does not like the way woke culture is headed.
You have to keep him away from your female friends.
Yeah.
And he's going to school board meetings and raising a big stink. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. When it comes to gender neutral bathrooms, like he's like that's where he like kind of draws his line.
Fucking bullshit, man.
Yeah. He knows a lot about like middle school kids' books and like which one. And it's like, why do you care? He doesn't have kids.
You got yourself a Dalton Kincaid. No, down at the one.
Oh, fuck, really?
How are you ahead of me? I'm on.
Prime. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it on the inside of my eyelids.
Yeah, Ryan gets he subscribes to the NFL package through the early edition package, that old show with Kyle Chandler where he got the next day's newspaper a day early and then had to stop. It sucks that you're still so bad at gambling, Ryan.
Yeah, dude, it fucking sucks. It's so embarrassing.
It won't let me. Ooh, it won't even let me
go live.
Yeah, it's saying I'm watching it live. That's crazy. Hmm.
What just happened?
Why the fuck isn't James Cook in the game?
What just happened? What'd you see?
I just saw that Dalton Kincaid thing.
Oh, gotcha.
Like right now they're lining up to, I guess, score.
Touch post?
They stopped him. All right, put James Cook in so he can score.
Yeah.
All right, I need some James Cook. I think this guy's titty as well.
Titty?
Okay. Titty? Though, for Toro?
Even though we described him to be not a great guy, I think he's a true American.
As a mascot, he's titty.
All right, yeah. At some point, we got to just put our personal feelings and politics aside and just judge him on their mascots.
Yeah.
This is a bad picture of this guy. Why would they use
this
picture?
He's fucking pissed. He's sort of like, I'm tough.
This guy's giggling.
Like, who day?
He's a furry.
This dude is sniggling like the dog from Wacky Races.
this is really close to the Kevin James meme. Like, it's a close cousin of like... Greg, did you fart? And then that is my response.
Can we add this? Kevin, can you go back to the other tier list? And can you add this? Split This Ain't It, Chief, with Kevin James meme?
Like add a picture next to it of the meme? Or just put slash Kevin James meme?
Change the NFL mascot tiers to Kevin James meme and put that there. This would be the top. This would be above the.
Sorry, Houdet. I feel like Houdet got hosed on this. I feel like in certain lights, a tiger with the white outfit could have been cool, but they really gave him a shit photo.
I imagine him at a bowling alley, and like getting a 15.
Yeah.
And just like giggling every time he does, like he gets a gutter ball.
Keeps changing balls, and it's like it's not the ball, man.
he's doing it like granny style, like rolling the ball down.
I'm picturing him doing that look right after he tripped a kick returner like Mike Tomlin, and he's like, "Oh, did I do that?" He's a tiger, next? But he has like a hyena's laugh.
Blitz from the Seattle Seahawks.
Cool name.
I think it's a cool name, and I think a Seahawk is a cool animal. It does not exist, but I think it's a cool animal.
I like the idea, but yeah.
The green part of that is like hanging from his arm, right? But in this photo, it almost makes it look like he has like a grass skirt on.
Yeah, it looks like he's wearing a skirt.
Which you are absolutely against, right, Greg?
Only because I don't like appropriating Hawaiian culture. Yeah. Let's be clear.
I like this guy. I think
it's a pretty sick. It's pretty cool setup.
Yeah, he's a ditty. He's a doo-wah ditty. That's the eagle.
Bottom left. Four in.
There he is.
Rampage from the Rams. Now I have to put my personal feelings aside. Because I do not like the Rams.
You're right.
I don't. But I do. I think this thing is pretty cool.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I got to see those eyes from a different angle. They're pretty.
It looks terrible.
Scary.
Yeah.
It's giving Pan's Labyrinth for me because the way he's holding his hand up and it has his eye on the hand is very like this guy is a trickster fawn and he's going to make it very hard for you to survive the Spanish Revolution, I feel like.
Yeah, you'd be like at the game, sitting in the upper deck. You'd be watching, and then you'd look down at one of the corners of the end zone and just see he's staring right back up at you.
Yeah.
Down on the field.
He offers...
Look away for a little bit, and then you look back, he's still doing it. And it's like, you know, it's looking right at you.
He offers you like a bottomless, magical bottomless beer, and you take it, but now you can't have kids. Fuck! There's always a catch with this guy.
Oh, should we put him in Gritty? Should we put him in Gritty?
Yeah, he looks cool, but be careful what you
scary as fuck. He's pretty scary. He's the scariest mascot we've seen so far.
You also have to finish the bottomless beer.
You can't, and it's a Sisyphean task. You can't do it.
Yeah.
But you do get drunker.
And then at some point you realize, like, oh, I died.
Yeah, you're in hell. This is hell.
Yeah, I died. This is hell.
And this is the devil. This is Sourdough Sam from the
Sourdough
San Francisco
49ers. Sam.
Sourdough Sam is a terrible fucking name.
Sourdough, I guess, is a San Francisco thing.
Because of the bread bowl. Because of the bread bowl, I guess, with the clam chowder.
Why not Dim Sam? Because of all the great dim sum they have.
Dim Sam.
Dim Sam, and he's visibly stupid. Now, I'm not going to say anything more, but just know that visibly you can tell he's stupid.
He's pretty stupid, yeah.
Dim Sam is the funniest shit I've heard all day.
This ain't it, Chief.
Yeah, this ain't
it. Yeah, that's a big old "this ain't it, Chief" for me.
That ain't even that ain't Kevin James meme. That is "this ain't it, Chief." Fucking Sourdough Sam.
Ooh.
Staley the Bear. Why is he called Staley the Bear? Why? Who is Staley?
Staley is, I think they were called the Staley Decaturs, or did the something, right? Like the Bears' original name.
I have no idea.
The Bears' original name is something involving Staley.
Oh, okay. This bear looks like he works at the Wiener Circle, and he will yell at you.
Where is he at right now in this picture?
Yeah, that's
it. He's scalping.
It looks like he is in the parking lot of a medical center. If you look at his eyes, he's in the parking lot of a medical center. He just got checked for an STD.
He does seem like he's stoned. His eyes.
Yes.
I got good news, man. It's positive.
He just got the vaccine.
Yeah. He just got his booster.
He got the booster. My wife said she'd leave me if I wouldn't.
That's the only reason.
Yeah. I fucking love her. I fucking love her.
This guy's giving Gritty as well.
Yeah?
Do you think so? What you got for?
He's cool.
Yeah, he's pretty mid-tier, I think. Gritty, midi, somewhere in there.
Oh, that's a crazy punt to... Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Oh, like Madden style. Can he run around the hotel? Oh, shit. Yep. Oh, that's cool. That's pretty nice. All right, well, next up, we got the Atlanta Falcons. Freddie Falcon. He's with his chick. She's, like, fine as hell. Mm-hmm. I think he's like real arrogant about having a girl that looks this good.
Yeah.
And he doesn't treat her well because he think he could do better.
Yeah, he's got money.
Yeah,
he's not a good looking guy.
He's not a good looking guy. He's definitely got money to be with a girl that looks like this.
He's a member of Arthur Smith's family. That's why he has money and unearned confidence too.
Yeah. He got this is a nepotism job that he got. Cause
there
were better Falcons to do the job. They got like a ratty Falcon. Like, this guy looks like a fucking rat.
Yeah. that's a cheap beak.
They kept the Falcon on that deserved the job. They kept him on. They pay him like minimum wage, and he comes up with all the shit that this Freddie Falcon does on game day.
And does like kind of like the crazier stunts, like when they need somebody to like skydive into the stadium. That's when he, which is hard because they've got that real tiny opening in the Atlanta stadium.
Yeah.
The butthole.
You got to be precise. Let's just put this guy at the bottom.
Yeah.
This guy fucking sucks.
Who are we even talking about again?
Freddie the Falcon.
Oh, yeah. This guy's an asshole.
Yeah.
A fucking prick.
I wish, let's do a, definitely have him put that girl in there with him. Cause that's probably Arthur Arthur Blank's like niece, and he's dating her. That's who it is. Who we got next?
Detroit, Rory.
That's a bad haircut,
That's
Rory.
A bad haircut. Rory That's is like, down on his luck.
That's like the haircut from the I Think You Should Leave sketch.
with the floppy ears?
Yeah, with Mitro Johari in it. Yeah.
Yeah. That jersey looks dirty. Like, my man, look, it's like he just asked me for $20, but he is saying he's going to get his life back on track, and he is my cousin. So I feel like I have to help him.
It's a t-shirt jersey.
Yeah.
Are we sure this is an officially sanctioned mascot? This seems like a fan who threw it
this
together.
Hasn't taken a bath in a long time.
He got this bear costume, this lion costume from Hudson's Treasure Hunt.
This is like, he had a really good seat to the game, but he's in witness protection and didn't want to risk showing his face on TV. So he had to throw this together, and then he became the mascot.
This thing looks terrible.
It's a Scooby-Doo dog mask that he just put a wig on.
Yeah. He put a wig from that little costume designer from The Incredibles.
With that being said, my giving him $20 is putting him in midi.
Yeah.
Yeah, make him midi. He's not as bad as that fucking Falcon or as Dim Sam.
Yeah. Dim Sam.
Or that rascal asshole from the Bengals.
Yeah. Yeah, that's his name. His name isn't Hootay, it's Teehee. Yeah.
Slash your tires.
he's Teehee Higgins.
Swoop is a tight name. Philadelphia Eagles mascot.
Yeah,
Swoop.
It's pretty cool.
He's pretty cool. I gotta put him up there. I gotta put him in Diddy.
Philadelphia.
I got nothing bad to say. About
Philly mascots, man. Proud tradition.
This is like the guy you went to high school with who was like good looking and smart and good at sports, but he was kind of a nice guy too, so you couldn't dislike him.
Pretty fucking funny. You have like a project with him in school and you could talk to him and like joke around. He's cool.
Damn. His parents are nice. He's pretty cool.
Captain Fear. Tampa Bay Buccaneers mascot is called Captain Fear. That's a crazy ass name.
They were like, his original name was probably Bucky. And then the guy put the mask on. It's like, no, I'm Captain Fear.
Yeah, the guy went rogue and went a little method, and he's in character all day, even when he's outside of the costume.
Just like acts like a authentic pirate.
Mm-hmm.
Like Captain stealing Fear. People's spice.
Now, his arms imply that a pirate had access to anabolic steroids.
Yeah, or just he was a fat baby.
Oh, yeah. I can't tell, is that muscles or does he have a Michelin man thing going on?
Yeah, I think they're just rolls of fat.
Captain Fear.
I don't know, midi?
Yeah, that's midi for me. That's midi to this ain't it, Chief.
Yeah, that's straddling the line.
Now that we've gone through some of these mascots, I'm starting to see others that I hadn't noticed yet, and we've got some good stuff coming.
I'm excited to get to the elf. We all see Brownie the elf, I think. Okay, so this guy has a little doll of himself.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that something he does a lot?
I don't know.
Because it ain't like a kid. This is Arizona Cardinals Big Red.
It looks like a child.
Yeah, do we think it's a kid in the suit and the kid is just laying down outside the end zone playing with a toy while he's on the job?
It looks like.
Yeah. It's Kyler Murray.
It's what he really wants to be doing.
When you take away his Call of Duty, this is what happens.
He regresses further.
And he only talks through that little bird.
Oh, like, yeah.
He will only
like the
speak
kid
to
in
you
The Shining with his finger.
Exactly.
Hey, Kyler, you're coming off injured reserve. We need you to be back at practice. Okay, Kyler?
I don't want to talk to little Big Red. Kyler.
I don't want
to talk to you.
I'm little Big Red. I'm little Big Red. Kyler doesn't want to play football.
That's abundantly clear.
Yeah, we get that. We get that. But we gave you a lot of money to play football. Little Big Red, please ask Kyler if you wouldn't mind.
Little Big Red. Who we got next? We can.
He's mid. He's right next to Captain Fear, I think. Right.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. He's right next to Captain Fear. Stupid ass name.
All right,
Captain Fear. Next up, we got the Kansas City Chiefs.
There's my man,
KC Wolf.
Okay.
I think that name could be a little better, honestly. KC Wolf. I would call the. Why don't you call the mascot KC Masterpiece?
Or KC and JoJo.
Yeah, KC and JoJo.
KC and JoJo. A guy
KC
I know.
KC and JoJo, like A-N-N-E, JoJo.
Yeah, KC and JoJo.
A guy I know years ago out here, he was having a baby, and he's like, I'm going to name my kid Wolf, Wolfgang. And I was like, oh, really? I think that's like a better middle name. I think Wolf's like a great middle name. You should name him, you should make his first name Casey. I'm like, Casey? Why the fuck would I name my kid Casey? And I really wanted him to name his son Casey Wolf.
Unwittingly?
Yeah.
Casey and JoJo sounds like a hot mid-20s woman that kills her toddler.
Oh, they should have named the mascot KC Anthony. I don't know. He looks fun. He looks like similar to the Jacksonville one of like, oh, he's here, and then he's actually the life of the party.
Yeah.
I'm warning you now. If he gets anything other than titty, I'm going to be genuinely upset.
Hey, we gave Steely McBee midi.
Yeah. I think this guy gets gritty.
All right. All right. That's fair.
Carolina Panthers. Sir Purr.
Okay. Look. I actually really like that name.
That is, it's kind of funny.
It's good.
It's another cute one.
He's smooth.
There seems to be a delicate balance in between cute and crazy. Like, I think I think the Eagles one is like cool. Yeah, it's like TLC. Cute, crazy, cool.
Well, I'm actually looking up some backstory on Sir Purr. It looks like he actually was just named Purr, and then he saved Kate Middleton from a mugger in a bad neighborhood of London, and he got knighted and became Sir Purr.
And just for all his humanitarian work in general. Like, he's
a pillar of the community. But that's, I got mad respect for him. That's titty for me.
Yeah,
all right, put him up there. Give him a titty.
Sir Purr.
Sir Purr is a titty. Miles Bronco. This guy feels like he's too old to be doing this job.
Yeah, it looks like he didn't cut the tag off his jersey, and it's sticking out the side of his shoulder pad.
That hair is a dye job.
That sticker on there looks like he visited a hospital, but he didn't like go see kids. He like went to go see like he just went for lunch for the buffet at the hospital cafeteria.
And he wears it around though, like so people will notice and be like, "Hey, well, how'd you get that?" He's like, "I want to go talk to some kids."
Yeah,
cheer him up.
Well, he just went for the cafeteria buffet. Have y'all ever done that? Me and my grandma used to go eat at the hospital.
I can't say that I have. My grandma was all about the VFW because my grandpa fought in World War II, and my grandma's favorite restaurant was just eating at the VFW.
Did they have good food?
I mean, I was a kid, they had mashed potatoes, so yeah.
That's what the hospital, like, it was like a cafeteria style, so they had like all types of different food. Like, they would have like chicken and dumplings and shit. And then I would eat, like we'd eat the hospital food, but they'd have dessert. They'd have Jello shit, but they'd also have like, you know, regular pie and shit and cake. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I enjoy going to hospital to eat.
I've never been mad at hospital food.
Yeah.
I'd had a pretty good slice of pizza at Cedars a few months ago, you know? Like sometimes
it hits.
It hits different when you've been sleeping in a hospital room, that's for sure.
This guy's midi.
Yeah, he's midi.
He's midi.
Yeah.
Cause that dude is 57. That dude to me, that's Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, he's got a chip from some sort of something anonymous but you don't even want to ask what it is.
Yeah, he hasn't changed his style in 31 years. Yeah. He's still wearing the same clothes he wore.
There's nothing wrong with these Jordache jeans.
Oh, wow.
You guys remember John Elway?
Yeah, man, we do.
Me and that guy used to party.
Yeah, I heard he has a restraining order against
you. Nah, we're friends. Yeah, we're friends. So I got Mark Schlereth's phone number right here. You want to look at it?
That's you guys, only four numbers. That's not enough numbers.
That's I can't trust you to see the whole thing, man. Come on.
You guys like this Christian McCaffrey kid. I remember that kid was fucking shitting himself in diapers. Okay? I'm an Ed guy.
We all did, yeah. I mean, he was a kid.
Oh, he should have to change him.
Two entries from the Browns. Brownie the Elf and Chomps, who I'm assuming is a reference to the dog pound.
Yeah.
Brownie now, the Elf. Elf sucks.
Yeah, he's all the mischief that was done by the one guy that we talked about.
The Bengals?
The Rams guy.
No,
I'm talking about the Pan's Labyrinth, Rams Labyrinth.
Rampage.
I'm talking about
Rams Labyrinth.
Rams Labyrinth. Yeah, this guy is doing even more. Like, Teehee Higgins is just doing stupid shit like pissing on the floor. But these guys are giving you...
Calling it a joke.
Yeah, these guys are giving you, like, little tricks that are poetic justice, and they give you an eternal punishment, you know?
Yeah.
This ain't it, Chief, to the Elf, and I give the dog Gritty.
Is the dog gone now that they have the Elf, or are they rolling with two?
I think they probably roll with two.
The dog went to live on a farm, actually, in upstate New York, Ryan, and so he could just run around and play, He's not gone, but he wasn't getting along with the Elf.
What's crazy is the Elf is 7'8". He's huge.
Whoa. Look at the chin.
They got two, too.
Wait, yeah, so I'm guessing so, Gumbo is the dog and Sir Saint is the...
Yeah, Gumbo's the dog.
Very Gumbo's Muppet, the dog. Muppet-coated. That's a Statler and Waldorf chin.
Yeah. Very bulbous.
Bulbous.
I don't like this guy. I'll be honest with you. I like Gumbo. I don't like Sir Saint.
Gumbo's kind of funny. It's a cool name. Sir Saint.
Yeah. Sir Saint has mouth cancer because he did too much chewing tobacco.
Yeah, chews too much.
Yeah.
And so, Gumbo is a mascot on one of those little hoverboards, which just reminds me of the Aaron Gordon dunk contest, which was rad. So yeah. I'm giving him points for that, too.
Yeah, he can go to Gritty. I like him in Gritty.
Yeah.
All right, we ain't got that many left, so we might as well just finish him out.
Yeah, Blue.
Blue from the Indianapolis Colts. You like him?
Look, I'm just going to say this. He has what I think is the right body type for a mascot.
Can I see him again? Sorry.
Philly Fanatic, Pirate Parrot, yeah, Blooper, the Braves mascot.
Pear-shaped.
Yeah. He's got something that he can shake around down there, you know?
I love it when they do that, when they shake.
Yeah.
They shake that.
He's got more than nuts under his stomach, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, where we put them?
Carl, you were surprised that I like him. You don't like him, Carl?
No, I don't like that guy. Every time I see him on TV. But he is a blue, and Blue's a whack name.
Yeah.
What do we think? Straddling Gritty and Mitty since we've got some dissension here? Okay.
I could say that.
He doesn't even look like a horse. He looks like just like a monster.
Yeah, he doesn't.
No, this sucks.
This sucks. I don't like this at all. It looks like it's...
This is Tennessee Titans... T-Rack.
T-Rack?
So he's a raccoon. He's a raccoon.
Oh, it's a raccoon. It looks like a... What was the cat that was like on Sega Genesis?
Yeah. Or he looks like he's from Blue.
He looks like a Sega Genesis character.
Oh, Crash Bandicoot? Is that what you're talking about? No,
there's a cat.
Is he not a cat? He's pretty much a cat.
You talking about Sonic?
No, he's a hedgehog.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, this guy is this ain't it, Chief, for me. Why the hell? You're the Titans. Why is your mascot a raccoon?
What the? This is going to drive me fucking crazy.
Sega is Genesis. T-Rex supposed to be like a play on T-Mac?
I hope not.
Because that's a basketball player who didn't play in that city.
Yeah, exactly. Busby, I don't know who that is.
What? Oh, okay.
Did we move on from... Where do we put T-Rex? This ain't it?
I said this ain't it.
Keep him down there. Most of these mascots are this ain't it. And this Major Tutty.
He fucking rules.
Is a pig. He's a pig. I want to cook this guy and make hog head cheese.
Oh yeah.
I think
talk about fat baby arms.
Why don't they just call their? Yeah.
If you get to, if you think he's great, Ryan, you get the honors of putting him somewhere.
He's a ditty.
Oh, goddamn. Rowdy from the Dallas Cowboys.
Ew.
I hate this
guy. Why is his face like that?
This is the guy. This is the man in the white hat from the who shot John F. Kennedy?
Lee Harvey Oswald. Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, this is the man in the white hat from the Lee Harvey Oswald picture.
Yeah. This is the second shooter.
Kevin,
yeah.
will you Google that picture, the Lee Harvey Oswald picture?
He's getting shot?
Man in the white hat? Yeah.
Can we do one episode where we don't pull up Lee Harvey Oswald photos?
What, Kevin, I noticed when you type in L, it immediately came up Lee Harvey Oswald nude. Why were you searching Lee Harvey Oswald nude? Click wait, like the Peter Griffin yeah. one.
He said, like my cousin. The guy in the white hat, Griffin.
And it's Dallas, too. It's yeah. Dallas.
That's his mascot. So he has to go into a tier called the guy in the white hat.
Yeah, at the bottom there. We can put him in the bottom left. Or yeah.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. Touchdown?
No. Buffalo Bills, Billy Buffalo. He's playing right now.
Yeah.
This guy's...
He's all right.
He's all right. Yeah, a little boring.
Middy. Schmitty. Doesn't really warrant... We're not even going to give him like a backstory like we have for the others because it's just what it is.
Oh, there we go.
Come on, right?
What?
Yeah.
Raider rusher.
That I saw the white hat guy from Dallas and I thought, I can't imagine a more off-putting face on a mascot. And here we are.
This guy looks like a... Go ahead.
He looks like... Did you ever go to Efteling?
Yeah, I went to that bullshit.
He looks like a character from Efteling.
Like a knockoff Disney character?
Yeah, like a knockoff Disney character that got sucked into Mad Max world.
I'm Mr. Mouse.
He sucks.
Say what you will about Raiders fans. You can go to any Raiders game, there'd be at least 100 people in the stands dressed up just on their own that would be a better mascot than that guy.
100%. This ain't it, Chief.
This ain't it, Chief.
This ain't it. This ain't it, Raider.
Yeah. And Pat Patriot.
All right. We know where he was on the 6th. Yeah. We know where he was.
This is New England Patriots, Pat Patriot.
What's and the color scheme here?
He's one of those guys that, yeah, like smoked meth in Nancy Pelosi's office.
Yeah.
This guy also is like, when they were making this guy, they were like, oh, make no mistake. We want him to be white.
His arms?
Not even a type of white you normally see on a person. Just make sure that he is bone white.
White, yeah.
His arms, those are sleeves, I think, but they make it look like in the cartoons when someone's skin gets peeled off and you just see their muscles.
Muscles and cartilage.
Another Family Guy thing.
Yeah, very common Family Guy thing. I don't know. He's better than some of them, but...
I don't think so. I think he's one, he's terrifying.
Yeah.
He's got a real angry, like, devilish look on his face.
You got 7 rings, man. Be happy.
Yeah, like...
How many does he have? 6, 7?
Yeah, like, all your laughter is angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, put this guy in fucking shitty.
Yeah, he's shitty.
Yeah,
down at the bottom, where the Patriots belong.
Yeah,
fuck you.
Yeah. That's our Kevin James meme tears. move up. T. Higgins to Kevin James meme. That doesn't mean like one thing. One thing we always know. One thing we always say on Flagrant Ones is these rankings aren't actual rankings. They're just what we feel like that people should be. So just because he's next to Kevin James meme does not mean that he is that tight.
No. The tightest ones are Dolphins, Texans, and Panthers.
Dolphins being pretty, for the most part, pretty boring, but his name is Titty, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the three things that we valued were a name that references breasts.
A guy who's anti-woke.
And service to the British crown in Sir Purr. Yeah, Sir Purr was a big part of the British Imperial project over the 20th century. Sir Purr has seen some shit.
He was at Brexit.
Yeah. Sir Purr calls India the subcontinent, and you're like, oh, I don't like that. I don't like that, Sir Purr.
Can we blow up, Kevin, just for a second, can we blow up, to play us out? Let's blow up Dog the Bounty Hunter from Denver. He's in MIDI. And let's just give him some more quotes on what type of guy he is. Dude, check this out. I'm fucking talking to this 27-year-old. She's fucking hot.
Look at her picture.
And then you see the picture, and it's like, where'd you meet her at? Oh, dude, she was like sitting on the street in Phoenix.
Check out said I could take her out if I could get that car running.
Look, look how many likes I got on Tinder. Hey, man, that's not your picture in your profile.
Everybody plays the game. Everybody plays the game.
That's a picture of a real horse.
There's chicks who are into it, dude. There's chicks who are into it, dude.
Hey, I tell you, there's a lot more to me that reminds you of horse.
Yeah, man. Once I get those gummies in the mail and I can fuck again.
Have you heard about these things? Gummies? Trolley hymns.
It's not because I don't have the testosterone. It's my dick got messed up in an accident when I was sleeping in the rail yard.
You guys know, you guys remember John Elway, right? Have I asked you that before?
Yes. You keep bringing it up. Keep bringing it up.
Hey, Shannon Sharp, you see him on TV? He's been like that the whole time I've known him.
Oh, that's cool.
Like what?
Exactly. Just like loud and fucking. Yeah.
Talking shit. You know, he's talking shit.
All right, man.
We're cool now. We weren't always cool. And then you go talk to Shannon. He's like, fuck that damn horse.
I hate that dude. You guys know Clinton Portis?
Yeah.
You know Clinton Portis? Can't stand fucking guy. Can't stand really? Him. Yeah. Yeah, I needed a place to stay one night. He wouldn't let me crash. I was in D.C. and I was like, hey, we know each other. And I was like, can I crash at your place? He's like, dude, you're asking me at 1:30 in the morning. You're obviously coked up. And I was like, dude, I've been there for you. And he's like, when have you been there? I can't get into it. This dude drives me crazy. I can't stand Clinton Portis.
Miles, that reminds me, it's about 1:30 now. And
can I stay at your place?
No, man. No.
Please, man.
Tells a long story and then goes, I can't get into it.
Tells us no detail in the story made him seem good or Clinton Portis seem bad.
I think Miles caught on to that and realized he needed to get out of the story.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it.
Dude, I don't want to get into it. Let me just get a blanket. I'll crash on the couch. You won't even know I'm here.
Miles. All right, just stay away from my female friends.
I'll make breakfast.
You will not do that.
You have cereal.
He does not make breakfast anymore.
Overslept, man. Well. Sorry.
I promise 4 p.m. you breakfast. The next day, Miles.
I promise you breakfast. I'm so sorry. Tomorrow I'll make the breakfast.
Dude, you know you have fucking night terrors.
Yeah. Was I screaming last night?
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. Shit, dude.
I had a fucking dream. The team bus dropped me off at a glue factory.
I was thinking about that Super Bowl, that first snap. Haunts me, man.
Against the Seahawks?
Yeah. And that Jaguars wild card game back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. What about that Super Bowl where you guys lost like 49-0?
55-10.
I'm so sorry. It's almost like there's sorry.
Yeah, there's like I'm a guy who hates all the like Broncos failings, but I know there's people out there that know every single Broncos shortcoming.
What kind of people would they be?
Let me ask you this, Miles. Let me ask you this. You remember the score of that game, but can you remember your daughter's birthday?
Fuck. Is it today?
Good night.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.